Green. Everything is green. The moss-covered tiles under a litany of small weeds, the ferns that sprout between them, the eucalyptus, crassula, the larger plants that Svetva recognizes but doesn't know the names of. Some are potted, some grow directly on top of a thin layer of soil on the floor. Vines drape down from the higher levels and in the corner of the landing. She sees a small tree, propping its crown against the ceiling. The air is humid and warmer than the floor below, and the way it fills her lungs is almost tender. The electric lights are on, and on a friendly heat emanates from the radiators on the apartments. On this floor, most of the furniture has been removed, and more walls are missing. Making her way through a former living room, Svetva finds herself looking down a narrow tunnel of foliage that stretches the length of the building. She's been trying to think of something to say to Vanya, but nothing feels adequate. Her co-mechanic has put himself down on the floor, slumped against a fig tree. She sits down next to him and breathes out, still trying to listen to any movement on the upper floors. "I don't understand. How can this place have power?" he asks. "Maybe it's not as strange as it appears. The plants that supplied the mining operation also provided power to the city back in the days. Perhaps no one thought of cutting the line?" Deborah throws a soft chuckle in Vanya, and she's happy to see him relax a little. The world's first coal-powered forest? Svetva shrugs, laughing with him now. They sit in silence for a while, until she notices a soft thud against the wall and turns to see Vaya's head tilted back. Eyes shut, face bearing the marks of total exhaustion. The sky is clearing and the stars are out. Two mechanics struggle through the snow outside a burning building. Little black dots against the blaze. They sit down and watch the fire as it slowly dies out. Morning comes, but there's no sunlight. "Told you it was domination," says Svetva. "He gets to say what lives and what dies." Vanya is silent. The polar wind blows the sound of a helicopter their way. He can only speak to her again later. In a noisy load of MI-8, "What about the fit?" he asks. He can only speak to her again later. In a noisy load of MI-8, "What about the Fityas?" "The next dispatch will retrieve it for us. We need to go back there. Next time we're sent out." A puzzled look. "How do you mean?" "Something might have arrived." "I'm pretty sure he's dead, Vanya. He chose to die." "I mean the forest. If anything is still there, I want to know. Will you come with me?" Svetva is silent. The tart tundra rushes underneath them. Vanya moves closer to the glass, looking for the city, but he sees nothing.